سورة صاد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر بل الذين كفروا في عزة وشقاق. صاد by the Quran full of reminders. No, those who disbelieve are in false pride and opposition. How many a generation have we destroyed before them? And they cried out when there was no longer time for escape. And they wonder that a warner has come to them from among themselves. And the disbelievers say, this is a sorcerer, a liar. Has he made the gods into one god? Indeed, this is a strange thing. And the leaders among them went about saying, go on and remain constant to your gods. Indeed, this is a thing designed against you. We have not heard the like of this in the religion of these later days. This is nothing but an invention. Has the reminder been sent down to him alone from among us? No, but they are in doubt about my reminder. No, but they have not tasted my torment. Or have they the treasures of the mercy of your Lord, the Almighty, the real bestower? Or is it that the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them is theirs? If so, let them ascend up with means to the heavens. They will be a defeated host like the confederates of the old times. Before them belied the people of Nuh and Ad and Fir'aun, the man of stakes, and Samud and the people of Lut and the dwellers of the wood. Such were the confederates. Not one of them but belied the messengers. فَحَقَّ عِقَابٌ. Therefore my torment was justified. And these only wait for a single shout. مَا لَهَا مِنْ فَوَاقٍ. There will be no pause or ending thereto. And they say, O our Lord, hasten to us our record before the day of judgment. اسْتَبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Be patient upon what they say. وَاذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا دَاوُودَ ذَا الْأَيْدِ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. Remember our slave Dawood alayhis salam, endowed with power. Indeed, he was ever oft returning in all matters and in repentance. In this surah, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the examples of Dawood and Sulaiman alayhis salam. See, Dawood alayhis salam had a magnificent kingdom, amazing power, amazing strength. Allah says, Zal Aidi, one of power, one of strength, innahu awwab. But he was constantly returning to Allah, constantly thinking about Allah. The Prophet ﷺ told us that Dawood alayhis salam used to fast every alternate day, and he used to spend 1/3 of every night in worship. And he said, "Kana abad al bashar." He was one of the most worshipping of Allah's slaves. Indeed, we made the mountains to glorify our praises with him after the midday and after the sunrise. And so did the birds assembled, all obedient to him. You get the image that Dawood alayhi salam and the whole universe is glorifying Allah with him. We made his kingdom strong and we gave him prophethood and sound judgment and speech and decision. And has the news of the litigants reached you when they climbed over the wall into his praying place? When they entered in upon Dawood, he was afraid of them. They said, fear not, we are two litigants, one of whom has wronged the other. Therefore judge between us with truth, and treat us not with injustice, and guide us to the right way. Indeed, this my brother has 99 ewes, while I only have one ewe, and he says, hand it over to me, and he overpowered me in speech. Dawood alayhi salam said, he has wronged you in demanding yours in addition to his. And indeed, many partners oppress one another, except those who believe and do good deeds, and they are few. And Dawood realized that we had tested him. And he sought forgiveness of his Lord, and he fell down prostrate and turned to Allah in repentance. Allah doesn't tell us what exactly was Dawood alayhi salam's realization. But the point is that Dawood alayhi salam had been granted power, so maybe there was a situation in which he was taking advantage of his power without realizing it. So these two men came in upon him, and through this simple example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Dawood alayhi salam to realize that he too was maybe making a mistake. Dawood realized that we had tested him. This is true iman, that when you have everything, you still realize that if you are making a mistake, you turn to Allah for forgiveness. So we forgave him that, and indeed for him is a near access to us and a beautiful place of return. O Dawood, indeed we have placed you as a successor on the earth. So judge you between men in truth and follow not your desire, for it will mislead you from the path of Allah. Indeed, those who wander astray from the path of Allah shall have a severe torment because they forgot the day of judgment. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا. We did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them without purpose. That is the consideration of those who disbelieve. Then woe to those who disbelieve from the fire. Shall we treat those who believe and do good deeds as those who commit crimes on earth? That's what we also expect, that we can do what we like and we'll go to the Jannah of Hazrat Abu Bakr and the Jannah of Hazrat Umar, and we don't think about our own deeds. Or shall we treat the Allah conscious as the wicked? Kitabun, this is a book which we have sent down to you, full of blessings that they may ponder over its verses, and that men of depth may remember. وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ To Dawood we gave Sulaiman. How excellent a slave. إِنَّهُ أَوَّاب Truly he was always returning in repentance to us. Just as the needle of the compasses always points towards the north, the moment's heart points towards Allah. إِنَّهُ أَوَّاب Constantly returning, constantly thinking about Allah. When they were displayed before Sulaiman in the afternoon, well-trained horses of the highest breed, فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي He said, I love the good to help me in remembering my Lord, till the time was over and the sun had hidden in the veil of night. Then he said, bring the horses back to me. Then he began to pass his hand over their legs and their necks. Now this is a very important ayah because it clarifies a concept that people are generally confused about. We have this image that Islam means poverty and someone who is truly pious is someone who spends his life in hardship and suffering and doesn't have enough to eat. That's one aspect of Islam. But we find another aspect of Islam as well, and that is that when Allah has given you power, Allah has given you wealth, you use that wealth for Allah's deen. Sulaiman alayhi salam is looking at these horses. Now in those days, horses were the fastest mode of transportation, the best means of jihad. He's not looking at the horses because he's proud of the horses or because he wants to have the grandest horses that he can have. He says, Inni ahbabtu hubbal khair. I love wealth, I love these blessings, an dhikri rabbi, because they help me to remember my Lord. Now this is the true, practical, moderate vision of Islam. That if the mu'min is in a state of blessing, he does shukr by using that blessing for Allah's sake. Wealth can be a blessing if it's bringing us closer to Allah. And if it's taking us away from Allah, that's when it becomes a curse. The Prophet ﷺ once said, there is no envy except for two people. One whom Allah has given wealth, and he spends it for Allah's sake, upon Allah's deen. And one whom Allah has given knowledge and hikmah, and he shares it with people for Allah's sake. This is the gist of the hadith. So on another occasion we find that once these poor companions came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, you know, the rich people have earned all the sawab, and what about us? And the Prophet ﷺ told them that read the tasbihat, read subhanallah and alhamdulillah and allahu akbar. So they started reading them, but the rich companions got to hear of them. So the poor companions came back and said, now look, they're reading them as well. And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the grace of Allah. He bestows it on whom He wills. So wealth is not something that's condemned in the Islamic perspective. It depends on what we're using it for. And we need to use the latest technology, the latest weapons for Allah's deen and Allah's sake. And indeed, we tested Sulaiman and we placed on his throne a devil and he did return to Allah. There's one story that he had an incompetent son that he wanted to make his heir. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him by means of this jinn. He said, my Lord, forgive me and bestow upon me a kingdom such as shall not belong to any other after me. Indeed, you are the bestower. So we subjected to him the wind. It blew gently by his order, whithersoever he willed. And this was unprecedented power, such as no one before or after him had ever been given. And also the devils from the jinn, including every kind of builder and diver, and also others bound in fetters. هَذَا عَطَاؤُنَا This is our gift. So spend you or withhold, no account will be asked. When you are given a blessing and you use it for Allah's deen, then Allah will not ask us about that. And indeed for him is a near access to us and a beautiful return. See, what was Sulaiman alayhi salam's response to all this wealth and power? هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرَ مَكْفُرُ This is by the grace of my Lord, that He may test me whether I give thanks or I turn away. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبُ Now Allah gives us the opposite end of the spectrum. One who had everything and now one who has nothing. Remember our slave Ayyub when he called to his Lord saying, Indeed shaitan has touched me with distress and torment. We say, Allah, how could you do this to me? What does he say? Shaitan has touched me with distress and torment, that he's filling me with misgivings and doubts. Allah said to him, strike the ground with your foot. This is a spring of water to wash in, cool and a refreshing drink. And we gave him back his family, and along with them the like thereof, as a mercy from us and as a reminder for those who understand. And take in your hand a bundle of thin grass and strike therewith and break not your oath. Now this, some say that what happened was in his illness he made a promise that he was going to strike someone. And some people have said it's his wife, but we don't find any mention of that in the Quran. The Arabic text does not say that who it was. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that after he was cured, just take a handful of 100 thin grass stalks and strike one blow and don't break your promise. Inna wajadnahu sabira. We found him patient. Think of all that Ayyub alayhi salam went through. Lost his family, wealth, health, everything. How would Allah describe us? Would Allah describe us as sabir if we were going through problems? Ni'mal abdu innahu awwab. What an excellent slave. Truly he was oft returning in repentance to us. See, we see the prophets in different situations. We see Yusuf alayhi salam in the darkness of the well. We see Yunus alayhi salam in the darkness of the whale's belly. We see Sulaiman alayhi salam with magnificent power. We see Dawood alayhi salam glorifying Allah. What is the common factor? Innahu awwab. They were thinking about Allah, focused on Allah, not distracted by anyone else. Remember our slaves, Ibrahim, Ishaq and Yaqub, all owners of strength and of religious understanding. Indeed, we chose them by granting them the remembrance of the hereafter. And they are with us, indeed of the chosen and of the best. And remember Ismail, Al-Yasar and Zulkifl, all are among the best. This is a reminder, and indeed for the Allah conscious is a beautiful return. Paradise whose doors will be opened for them, therein they will recline, therein they will call for fruits in abundance and drinks. And beside them will be chaste females restraining their glances and of equal ages. This is what you are promised for the day of judgment. This is our provision which will never finish. This is so, and for the transgressors will be an evil final return. Hell, where they will burn, and worst indeed is that place to rest. This is so, then let them taste it. A boiling fluid and dirty wound discharges, and other torments of similar kind altogether. This is a troop entering with you in hell. No welcome for them. Indeed they shall burn in the fire. The followers will say, no, you too, no welcome for you. It is you who brought this upon us because you misled us in the world. So evil is this place to stay in. They will say, O our Lord, whoever brought this upon us, add to him a double torment in the fire. They will say, what is the matter with us that we do not see men whom we used to count among the bad ones? Did we take them as a joke, or have our eyes failed to perceive them? Indeed, this is the truth, the dispute of the people of the fire. Qul innama ana mundir. Tell them, I am only a warner, and there is no God but Allah, the One, the Supreme, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, the Almighty, the Oft-Forgiving. Tell them that this Quran is a great news from which you turn away. I had no knowledge of the chiefs on high when they were disputing and discussing. Only this has been revealed to me, and I am a plain warner. Remember when your Lord said to the angels, truly I am going to create man from clay. So when I have fashioned him and breathed into him his soul created by me, then fall down prostrate to him. So the angels prostrated themselves, all of them, except Shaitan. He was proud and was one of the disbelievers. Allah said, O Shaitan, what prevents you from prostrating yourself to one whom I have created with both my hands? Now it's not for us to ask, well, what do Allah's hands look like and how many hands does he have? This is simply a way of signifying Allah's tenderness for us. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. That we honored the children of Adam. Are you too proud, or are you one of the high exalted? Shaitan said, I am better than he. This was what got him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. Allah said, then get out from here, for indeed you are outcast. And indeed my curse is on you till the day of judgment. Shaitan said, O my Lord, give me then respite till the day the dead are resurrected. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْزَرِينَ. Allah said, indeed you are those allowed respite till the day of the time appointed. Shaitan said, by your glory, then I will mislead them all. Doesn't it make you feel angry to read how he's planning to treat us like puppets? I will mislead them all illa ibadaka minhum al-mukhlasin, except your chosen slaves amongst them. Qala fal-haqqu wal-haqqa aqul. Allah said, the truth is, and the truth I say, that I will fill hell with you and those of them that follow you together. Say, no wage do I ask of you for this, nor am I one of those who pretend. In huwa illa dhikrun lil alameen. This is only a reminder for all the world, and you shall certainly know the truth of it after a while.